Let's be real. Most people in 2024 are completely lost, wandering through life like zombies glued to their screens. And hey, I'm not pointing fingers here. I've been there too. I've chased the trends, scrolled endlessly, and felt that emptiness creep in when I realized I was just going through the motions. It's like we've traded our souls for instant gratification and distractions, pretending it's all okay. But deep down, we know it's not. If you're tired of feeling stuck and are ready to face some hard, uncomfortable truths, then stick around, because it's time we snap out of it and find our way back to what really matters. 1. Digital overload. Let's dive deep into what's really going on with this digital overload that's taken over our lives. It's like we've all signed up for a 24/7 information buffet, and we just keep stuffing ourselves without thinking about the consequences. From the moment we wake up, we're bombarded with notifications, texts, emails, social media alerts, news updates. It's relentless. And I'll be honest, I've been caught up in it too. I've started my day with the best intentions, planning to be productive, only to fall down the rabbit hole of endless scrolling. One minute I'm checking the weather, and the next thing I know, I'm knee-deep in videos of dogs skateboarding. It's ridiculous, right? But here's the thing. This constant flood of information isn't just a harmless distraction. It's rewiring our brains. We've become so accustomed to the instant gratification of swiping, clicking, and liking that we've lost our ability to focus on anything for more than a few seconds. It's like our attention spans have been shattered into a million pieces, and we're left picking up the scraps, trying to piece together some semblance of concentration. And let's not even talk about the anxiety. You know that feeling when you're waiting for a reply and you start obsessively checking your phone every 2 minutes? Or that weird panic when you realize you left the house without your phone, like you're suddenly cut off from the world? I've been there too. It's like we're all hooked on this digital IV drip, constantly needing a fix of information, even if it's utterly meaningless. And the worst part? We convince ourselves it's normal, even necessary. But here's the harsh reality. This digital overload is making us less human. We're so busy reacting to every ping and buzz that we're not really living our lives. We're just existing in this fragmented state, always plugged in, but never truly present. I've found myself in conversations where my mind is half listening, because I'm thinking about that next notification. It's like our brains are constantly split between the real world and the digital one, and we're losing touch with what's actually important. Now, I'm not saying we should all ditch our phones and go live in the woods, though sometimes that sounds pretty tempting. But we've got to start taking back control. We need to stop letting the digital world dictate our every move and start setting some boundaries. It's about being intentional with our time, learning to say no to the constant barrage of information, and reconnecting with the things that genuinely matter. Because if we don't, we'll keep spiraling deeper into this digital abyss, losing ourselves in the process. So, here's my challenge to you, and to myself, because I'm still working on this too. Let's start cutting out the noise. Let's take a break from the endless stream of information and give ourselves room to think, to breathe, to be present. Trust me, the world will keep spinning without us checking our phones every 5 minutes. And who knows, we might just find that life is a whole lot richer when we're not constantly glued to a screen. 2. Lack of self-awareness. Let's tackle something most people don't want to admit. Our glaring lack of self-awareness. In 2024, it seems like everyone's got an opinion about everything, but when it comes to knowing themselves, most people are completely in the dark. And I'm not pointing fingers here. I've fallen into this trap too. There was a time when I thought I had it all figured out, following the latest trends, mimicking what I saw online, and convincing myself that I was living my best life. But deep down, I was just lost, trying to be someone I wasn't because I didn't actually know who I was. We live in a world where it's easier to swipe through someone else's life than to take a hard look at our own. We're constantly bombarded with images of what we should be: successful, happy, always on top of our game. But here's the catch. Most of us are so busy chasing after this idea of perfection that we've forgotten to ask ourselves what we actually want. Who are we beneath all the filters and facades? What drives us? What are our real values, passions, and fears? These are the tough questions, the ones that require us to dig deep and confront parts of ourselves we'd rather ignore. But here's the brutal truth. If we don't know who we are, we're just drifting, letting the world decide our path for us. We start living lives that aren't really ours, following the crowd because it's easier than standing alone. I've seen it in myself, and I've seen it in others. We become products of our environment, shaped by the opinions and expectations of others, losing touch with our true selves. And the worst part? Most of us don't even realize it's happening. We're so caught up in the day-to-day grind, the endless pursuit of approval, that we don't stop to question if this is the life we truly want. Think about it. How often do we take the time to really reflect on who we are and what we stand for? How often do we silence the noise, unplug from the digital world, and just sit with our thoughts? It's uncomfortable, isn't it? There's a reason why most people avoid it. Self-awareness requires honesty, and honesty can be painful. It forces us to confront our flaws, our insecurities, and the uncomfortable truths about our lives. But without it, we're just living on autopilot, going through the motions without any real sense of purpose. I've been there. I've followed the crowd, convinced that if I just did what everyone else was doing, I'd find happiness. But all it did was leave me feeling empty and disconnected from who I really am. It wasn't until I started asking myself the hard questions, digging into my own mind, and really reflecting on my life that I began to understand what I truly wanted. And let me tell you, it wasn't easy. It meant admitting that I'd been wrong about a lot of things, that I'd been chasing after the wrong goals, and that I needed to make some serious changes. So, here's the uncomfortable truth. Most people are lost because they lack self-awareness. They're living lives that aren't true to who they are, chasing after dreams that aren't really theirs, and wondering why they feel so unfulfilled. But the good news is that it's never too late to change that. It starts with asking yourself the tough questions, being brutally honest with yourself, and taking the time to really understand who you are. It's about peeling back the layers of expectation and influence and reconnecting with your true self. Because once you know who you are, once you're truly self-aware, everything changes. You start living with intention, making choices that align with your values, and finding fulfillment in being true to yourself. And that's something worth striving for, even if it means confronting some uncomfortable truths along the way. 3. Procrastination. Let's get real about one of the biggest challenges we face in 2024, chronic procrastination. We've all been there, putting things off until the last minute, convincing ourselves that we'll get to it later. But the truth is, later often turns into never, and before we know it, the opportunities have passed us by. I'm not just pointing fingers here. I've been caught in this cycle more times than I'd like to admit. There were moments in my life where I had big plans, ambitious goals, and all the right intentions, but somehow I found myself stuck in a loop of delay and avoidance. Let's break it down. Why do we procrastinate? It's not because we're lazy or unmotivated. It's often the exact opposite. We're overwhelmed, scared of failure, or perfectionists who fear not getting it right. The task at hand seems too daunting, so we distract ourselves with smaller, less important tasks, fooling ourselves into thinking we're still being productive. I've done it myself, cleaning the house, reorganizing my desk, answering emails that could wait, all to avoid that one big task I knew I needed to tackle. And you know what? It feels good in the moment, like you're busy and getting things done, but deep down, you know you're just avoiding the real work. Procrastination has become a chronic issue because of the comfort and convenience of our modern lives. We're surrounded by endless distractions, social media, streaming services, and a million other ways to kill time without even realizing it. It's easy to say, "I'll start tomorrow," when there's always something entertaining or easier to do right now. But tomorrow never comes, and the longer we delay, the bigger the task seems. It becomes this looming shadow that we'd rather not face, so we keep pushing it away, pretending it'll resolve itself. But it doesn't. The longer we procrastinate, the more it eats away at us, creating anxiety, stress, and a nagging sense of guilt. And here's the kicker. Chronic procrastination doesn't just kill productivity, it kills potential. How many dreams have been shelved because of procrastination? How many opportunities missed? I've had ideas that I was passionate about, projects I knew could make a difference. But because I kept putting them off, they never saw the light of day. And that's the real tragedy. We procrastinate ourselves out of the lives we want, convincing ourselves that we'll get to it eventually, only to realize that eventually never comes. But here's the uncomfortable truth. Procrastination is a choice. It's a decision to prioritize comfort over progress, to choose short-term ease over long-term fulfillment. And while it's easy to blame external factors, lack of time, too many distractions, not the right moment, the reality is, it's on us. We have the power to break the cycle, but it requires a shift in mindset. We have to stop seeing procrastination as a harmless habit and recognize it for what it is, a thief of time, potential, and success. I've learned that the only way to overcome chronic procrastination is to face it head on. It starts with acknowledging the problem, being brutally honest with ourselves about why we're procrastinating, and then taking actionable steps to break the habit. It's about creating a sense of urgency, setting clear goals, and breaking tasks down into manageable chunks so they don't feel so overwhelming. And most importantly, it's about building discipline, learning to push through the discomfort, the fear, and the doubt, and just start. Because once you start, you build momentum, and that's half the battle won. So, if you're stuck in the cycle of chronic procrastination, know that you're not alone, but also know that it's within your power to break free. It's not easy, and it requires effort, but the payoff is worth it. Imagine looking back and realizing you've accomplished what you once thought impossible, simply because you chose to act instead of delay. That's the kind of life we should all be striving for, one where we don't let procrastination rob us of our dreams and our potential. 4. The myth of multitasking. Let's debunk one of the biggest lies we've been sold in 2024. The myth of multitasking. We've all been there, trying to juggle 100 things at once, convinced that doing more means achieving more. We think we're being efficient by splitting our attention between tasks, like answering emails while sitting in a meeting or scrolling through social media while trying to watch a webinar. But here's the uncomfortable truth. Multitasking is a productivity killer, and it's doing more harm than good. I've fallen for it too, thinking I was some kind of productivity ninja, only to realize I was spreading myself too thin, getting less done, and feeling more exhausted. Let's break it down. The idea of multitasking is rooted in the belief that our brains can handle multiple tasks simultaneously, but that's just not how our minds work. What we're actually doing when we multitask is rapidly switching our focus from one task to another. And every time we switch, there's a cognitive cost. Our brains have to recalibrate, which takes time and energy. So instead of being super efficient, we're actually slowing ourselves down. I've experienced this firsthand. I'd be working on something important, then get distracted by a text or an email, and before I knew it, I'd lost my train of thought. It would take me twice as long to get back into the groove, and the quality of my work would suffer. But it's not just about productivity. Multitasking also affects our well-being. When we're constantly bouncing between tasks, our stress levels skyrocket. We're always on edge, trying to keep track of everything at once, which leaves us feeling frazzled and burnt out. I've noticed this in myself. On days when I've tried to juggle too many things at once, I'd end up feeling mentally drained, even if I hadn't accomplished much. It's like our brains are in a constant state of overload, and we're left running on fumes. Then, there's the impact on our creativity and problem-solving abilities. When we multitask, we never give ourselves the space to think deeply about anything. Our thoughts are scattered, and we end up skimming the surface of everything without really diving into anything. I've found that when I try to multitask, my work becomes more mechanical, less inspired. It's like I'm just going through the motions instead of really engaging with what I'm doing. And the irony is that we think multitasking makes us more efficient, but in reality, it makes us less effective at everything we do. And here's the kicker. Multitasking is a myth that's been perpetuated by our fast-paced, always-on culture. We're bombarded with information, distractions, and demands on our time, so we feel pressured to do it all at once. We've been conditioned to believe that if we're not multitasking, we're wasting time. But the truth is, by trying to do everything at once, we're not giving our best to anything. It's like trying to water 10 plants with a single cup of water. None of them get what they need to truly thrive. 5. Lack of purpose. Let's talk about something that's quietly crushing people in 2024. A lack of purpose. In a world that's more connected, more advanced, and more informed than ever before, you'd think we'd all be living with a strong sense of direction, right? But instead, most people are drifting through life, unsure of what they're really here to do. And I'll be the first to admit that I've felt this way too. There were times when I was busy, ticking off all the boxes, achieving what society told me I should, but deep down, I felt empty. It's like I was living someone else's script, not my own. The truth is, without purpose, life can feel like an endless grind. We wake up, go to work, come home, and repeat the cycle day after day. Sure, we might be productive, even successful by conventional standards, but without a deeper sense of purpose, it's all just noise. We end up filling our time with distractions, chasing after short-term pleasures, or setting goals that don't truly resonate with us, just to feel like we're doing something. But no matter how much we achieve or accumulate, there's still that nagging feeling that something's missing. We've been sold this idea that happiness comes from external success. Money, status, material possessions. But here's the harsh reality. None of that means anything if you don't have a purpose driving you. I've seen people who have everything they ever wanted, but they're still lost because they're not living in alignment with their true purpose. They're going through the motions, but without that inner fire, they feel disconnected, adrift, like they're just surviving rather than truly living. So why are so many people lacking purpose today? Part of it is because we live in a society that values doing over being. We're constantly told to achieve more, do more, be more, but we're rarely encouraged to slow down and ask ourselves what really matters to us. We're so busy climbing the ladder that we don't stop to think about whether it's leaning against the right wall. And let's be honest, finding your purpose isn't easy. It's not something that just comes to you in a moment of clarity. It's something you have to explore, question, and sometimes struggle with. It requires deep introspection and a willingness to confront uncomfortable truths about yourself and your life. I've been on that journey, and it's not always pretty. There were times when I felt completely lost, questioning everything I was doing, wondering if I was on the right path or if I even had a path at all. But here's what I've learned. Purpose isn't something that's handed to you on a silver platter. It's something you have to actively seek out, and it often comes from doing the hard work of understanding who you are, what you value, and what you're passionate about. It's about finding that thing that makes you feel alive, that gives your life meaning beyond just going through the motions. And let me tell you, once you find your purpose, everything changes. You start living with intention, making choices that align with who you are and what you truly want. You become more resilient, more focused, and more fulfilled because you're not just living for the sake of living. You're living with a clear sense of direction. You stop getting caught up in the trivial distractions that once consumed your time and energy because you're driven by something bigger, something that matters. But here's the thing, finding your purpose isn't a one-time deal. It's not like you wake up one day and everything falls into place. It's a journey, one that evolves as you grow and change. And that's okay. It's not about having all the answers. It's about being on the path, continually seeking out what drives you, what excites you, and what gives your life meaning. So, if you're feeling lost, like you're just drifting through life without a clear sense of purpose, know that you're not alone. But also know that it's up to you to find your way. It's about asking yourself the tough questions, being honest about what you want, and being willing to take risks to pursue it. Because living a life of purpose isn't just about achieving external success. It's about waking up every day with a sense of fulfillment, knowing that you're living in alignment with who you truly are. And that, my friends, is worth everything. As we wrap up, let's reflect on what we've covered: digital overload, procrastination, and finding purpose. These are big challenges, but recognizing them is the first step toward overcoming them. Remember, reclaiming your time from digital distractions, tackling procrastination, and discovering your true purpose are all journeys worth taking. They won't happen overnight, and progress might be slow, but every step counts. Celebrate the small victories along the way. So, commit to living with intention, set boundaries, take action, and align your life with what truly matters to you. Embrace the journey, learn from it, and make 2024 a year of meaningful change. You have the power to shape your life, and it starts with taking that next step. Here's to finding clarity, purpose, and fulfillment in the year ahead. You've got this.